This is Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Joanne Allen.
This is a 38-yarder for the game. Takes the snap. The kick is away. It's got the distance. It's gone!
He is the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese has been broadcasting Eagles games on the radio since the late 1970s. And when I came to Philadelphia 4 years ago, I found that the best way to enjoy following the birds was by listening to the man. Merrill Reese, thank you so much for joining us during this very busy time of the football season in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's busy, Joanne, but it's fun. This is the time that Eagles fans really light up. This is what we dream about.
And you light up so much on the radio that I so thoroughly enjoy listening to you. But let's get right down to it. Who's going to win the game tomorrow night?
I wish I knew. I feel good about the Eagles' chances. I think that they're a team that has come a long way in the course of this season. But they're going up against the Saints team with a future Hall of Fame quarterback, a team that has been around, that they know what they're doing. The thing that gives me the most confidence is the fact that the Saints have not been very good on the road. They're 8-0 at home, but on the road they are 3-5, and as a matter of fact, they were unsuccessful in their last three road games. And then historically, the Saints are 0-5 in road playoff games. So put all that together, and maybe that bolsters our confidence a little bit.
Well, they do play in that dome stadium, and the temperature at kickoff time is expected to be in the 20s. The Eagles know how to play in this kind of weather. New Orleans, not so much.
Well, we would think so. They played on that snowy day against the Detroit Lions, and everybody who was at that game just felt warm after it was over. It was a lot of fun, but it took the Eagles time to adjust. They didn't have much to do in the first half offensively, but in the second half, they really did come alive. So maybe that helps their frame of reference.
You know what's so great about you is your unbridled enthusiasm. Everybody that I spoke with and I told them I was going to be talking to you today was like, oh, yeah, he gets so excited.
Well, I love what I do, and I feel what Eagles fans feel. I'm excited about this team. I grew up in this area, and I can assure you it is sincere. But I love it, and at the same time, I also feel the pain. For example, last week in Dallas, we've been through so many heartbreaks in this city as Eagles fans. I always say it's never easy being green, but the Cowboys were driving. They had one last possession, and you looked up on the scoreboard, and the Eagles were winning by 2 points, and I couldn't help having that feeling in the back of my head that somehow, some way, we were going to see a field goal go through from about 50 yards with the time expiring, that was just going to stab us in the chest. But in this case, Brandon Boykin leaped up and saved the game. So it happened. But we feel it both ways. We are emotional, passionate people.
And, you know, when Brandon Boykin made that interception and I was trying to get to sleep and I was listening to you and you started your enthusiastic response to seeing that and I almost fell out of my bed. I was so happy.
Well, Mike Quick had to come over and hold me down in my chair.
There were also some times, and I always love this too, is earlier on this season when there were a couple of sloppy losses like to San Diego and Kansas City and Denver, and you will say things such as, and I've quoted you in some of my sportscasts, I'll say, Merrill Reese said, you've said things like, well, that will never make the highlights at the Hall of Fame in Canton.
Mm-hmm. I try to be honest. I guess when you've done something long enough, you have the license to say things that you might not dare say as a very young broadcaster. But I am honest. If they play badly, I will say they play badly. When there's things that I disagree with, and these are football fans in this area that are so sophisticated. They're people who know the game, and I would never try to insult somebody's intelligence.
Okay, so now you're not going to say who is going to win, but I'm going to push you one more time. What do you think the score will be tomorrow night?
Let me put it this way, Joanne. If the Eagles play the way they played two Sunday nights ago against the Chicago Bears, they will be getting ready for a trip to Carolina next week. If the Eagles play the way they played against the Cowboys, admittedly, they did what they had to do to preserve that win at the end, but that won't be good enough to beat these New Orleans Saints. So they've got to be at their A game. They've got to play really good football. And if they play the way that they are capable of playing, I think we are looking at an extended postseason.
Merrill Reese, thank you so much for joining us on Morning Edition.
It's been my pleasure, Joanne.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.